I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 171 of the 80%. Today we have Ms. Pia Arellano of TransUnion Philippines as a guest. We talked about how Filipinos perceive utang or credit and what we can do to remove the stigma around it. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. For today, we have a very special guest. Nako, I'm sure kilala nyo na ito kung matagal na kayong nakikinig ng The 80% Podcast dahil nakasama na natin siya last year, where we talk about how to improve your credit history and the different factors that affect your credit score. So let us all welcome si Ms. Pia Arellano. Hello, Pia.
Hi, Fitz. Thank you again for the opportunity to guest on your wonderful podcast.
Kamusta ka na? Ano na nangyari
okay.
sa iyo?
Okay naman. You know, lots of things happening sa TransUnion and lots of new exciting initiatives which we're excited to share with you today.
Yeah, and for those who are not familiar with kung sino ba si Pia, I hope you can introduce yourself and tell our listeners about TransUnion Philippines and what you do for the company.
Sure, sure. So I'm Pia Arellano. I'm the CEO and President of TransUnion Philippines. So TransUnion is basically a global data solutions company. We're an American company founded in Chicago, but we're pretty much a multinational with global presence, you know, across the globe. In the Philippines, we operate primarily as a credit bureau. So what does that mean? We operate our own private comprehensive credit bureau and supply data to the financial services industry. So that's basically all your banks and not just big banks, the big banks, rural banks, co-ops, fintechs, etc. So ultimately, our goal is really to support and drive financial inclusion. And we want to enable all the banks and the lenders to say yes to more Filipinos and extend credit to more Filipinos. That is our mission.
Yun, and that's the reason kung bakit pinag-usapan natin yung credit score and credit history dun sa previous episode natin, because that's really the business or part of the business of TransUnion in the Philippines. And I invited Pia back because meron ginawa ang TransUnion na study, which I think is very important for our listeners to learn. And last June 2023, TransUnion released the Credit Perceptions Index Report. So Pia, can you tell us more about this report and bakit nyo ginawa itong study na to?
Okay, thanks Fitz. Again, we're very excited about the launch of this Credit Perception Index Report, no? Because again, ultimately the goal of TransUnion along with the broader ecosystems of Philippines is really financial inclusion. So we want more Filipinos to have the opportunity and the ability to access formal credit, right? So what this Credit Perception Index does is it now allows us to gauge Filipinos' perception and general sentiments towards credit. Are they optimistic about credit? Do they know about credit? Are they even aware? Do they trust the credit products that are out there? And just really sense yung optimism nila in favorability towards credit. So what the study does is it creates a composite score out of 100 being the perfect score. And this score is sort of like the gauge for your total optimism of Filipinos in general towards credit. So we looked at three factors: knowledge, trust and favorability. And then the result again is a composite score, right? So what we found out was that currently the composite score for the Philippines is at 65. So 65, it's not too low, pero hindi rin siya, it's not high, it's not perfect, no? So what that means is Filipinos in general are kind of positive towards credit. But one thing which was really interesting that the study unearthed is that there's still a very, very negative stigma towards credit in the Philippines. When you speak of credit, Filipinos in general associate it with utang. And utang, as a word, is still very, very negative, right? So that really came out in the study. So I think that was one great discovery which the study yielded and which now allows us to address. So we know now it's still very negative. So as an ecosystem, what can we do to really change that perception towards credit? Kasi nga, di ba, in the last podcast, I said, credit is not bad. Credit per se is not bad. As long as you're responsible about it, right? Kasi it can really open doors to opportunities as long as responsible, you are responsible about it. The Credit Perception Index report, again, is sort of like a barometer, if you will. We want to be able to do this annually para we can assess the progress we are making. Is it improving? Tumataas ba siya? Are people feeling better? Nawawala na ba yung negative stigma about credit? So we will be able to monitor that now, year on year.
This is the first time you did the study.
Yes, 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 yes.
So parang yung 65 na score, yun yung first
starting.
And you're planning to do this every year?
Every year. I think it's important to really do it every year. And again, I think it's critical for the industry as a whole. Because I think, you know, the one good thing about, you know, our market is that we're really all collaborating. So whether it's the BSP, whether it's your industry associations like FinTech Alliance, right? We're all collaborating and really supporting financial inclusion. So with this study, we will be able to track the progress we are making.
I actually have friends na takot magkaroon ng credit card. Ayaw nila magkaroon ng credit card.
Right.
They don't trust themselves na, naku, mababawon ako sa utang. Tapos, takot sila dun sa mga stories na naririnig nila, ng mga hinaharas ng mga collectors, etc. But I think it's really important to educate Filipinos about credit na it's a tool. And if you use it wisely, if you know how to use credit wisely, then it can really help you find leverage in improving your finances. And yung sa study, meron kayong parang persona, no? Nung isang Filipino na hindi knowledgeable about credit versus someone who is knowledgeable. Can you share ano yung persona na tong mga to?
So the study basically interviewed 1,500 Filipinos, 1,100 general population, and then 200, there's a specific subset for unbanked, and then small business owners, not 200 each. What we found out that is that there really seems to be a very high correlation between knowledge and awareness and trust. No, so the more knowledgeable you are about credit per se or about a certain credit product, correspondingly, the more you will trust it. So the more, and since you trust it a bit more, the more you will use it or take it up. No, so amongst the general population, we found that there seems to be, again, more knowledge about credit in general versus the unbanked. Yung mga unbanked or have never really had, you know, formal credit. And that's very logical, no? So since they've never had any experience with credit, naturally, they don't really know much about it. And in fact, whatever knowledge they have is really just is coming from family and friends, is coming from social media, right? Which might not always be accurate, diba?
So of course.
It's really just based on that, very limited. And so since very limited yung knowledge nila, ganun din yung trust. They don't trust it as much. And you know, the disparity between those who are more knowledgeable is really significant. So I think what is the learning there? The learning is, I think we still need to do a better job towards educating, especially yung mga new to credit, those who've never had formal credit.
And when we say formal credit or people who have never had formal credit, ito yung never pang umutang or is there...
Yes. So, again, never pa umutang sa whether it's a bank or a lending institution. So, yung source of credit nila is primarily family and friends. So, hindi ganon. So, again, that's not really recorded kasi we don't really have a registry for that, right? So, yun lang. Yun pa lang yung experience nila, family and friends.
You also mentioned yung unbanked population. And ang dami ng bangko, no? That's why it's surprising for me that there are still Filipinos na never pa nakapag-open ng bank account. Ilang percent pa ng general population ang
unbanked? You know, we've made significant gains already, Fitz, no? So I think 2019, 24% pa lang yung banked. Pero in the recent statistic that was released by the BSP, 56% na yung banked. So that's such a big jump, no? You know, throughout across the years. And I think digitalization and of course yung e-wallets, that all really spurred yung increase. So ngayon, mga 34% na lang 34 million rather of our population in general remains to be unbanked. It's still a big number, but you know, we definitely made gains. Now, I think one thing that really still needs to be addressed, and this is what we always, always echo to yung mga lenders, is cast a wider net, meaning don't just lend to the people who already have credit, right? Cast a wider net, take a risk on people and give them the opportunity. So people who've never had credit, give them the opportunity, no? And again, you can start with a small limit or a small loan amount, and then as the person begins to build good payment history and creates a track record, then you know, that's where it starts, right? But at the end of the day, you have to give them a start. So we always give that message sa mga banko, sa mga lenders, go beyond the people who you've already given credit to, right? Mm-hmm. And the good thing is, we actually have data. Kasi in the, you know, the past couple of years, we probably, we see that we've already been able to facilitate more than 3 million loans to people who've never had credit, right? Mm-mm. And then when we were tracking the performance, nagbabayad ba sila? The performance was actually very, very good and quite comparable to people who are already credit mature or who already have experience with credit. So what does this mean? They're actually a very good risk, right? Because based on track record, based on performance, nagbabayad naman sila and they're actually very diligent about it. So we're also giving the lenders that data to give them more confidence to extend to the due to credit unbanked segment.
One reason why I think Filipinos have a negative stigma or a stigma against credit is because a lot of them probably think na kailangan kong umutang kasi kapos ako, no? I need help. But as an entrepreneur, there's also that aspect na uutang ako kasi I want to leverage, no? I want to be able to act faster. Kailangan ko ng puhunan sa negosyo. So instead na mag-ipon ako, mas mabilis kong makukuha. And on the consumer part naman na, for example, maglo-loan ako, mag-apply ako ng car loan para makabili kagad ako ng kotse, which will make my daily commute easier and which will make me more productive. Probably during the weekends, I can do some side hustle kasi may sasakyan ako, I can be more mobile. So yun yung positive uses of credit, but most Filipinos siguro kaya takot na mag-apply ng loan or magkaroon ng credit history is because they always connect it dun sa part na, nako, hindi naman ako kinakapos, okay naman ako, hindi ko kailangan umutang. How do you see this kind of mindset from Filipinos? How is it changing through the years?
Well, based on the recent survey nga, clearly, we still need to do a lot of work. Kasi it's still those negative perceptions that seem to be pervading versus the more positive opportunities, right, that you can take advantage of when you do have access to credit. So again, given that family and friends really remains to be the main source of awareness and of knowledge, I think, again, the bad stories, the horror stories, yun yung naaalala nila eh. And so there's really that fear. Coupled with the fact that siguro sometimes may mga experience with very usurious lenders, diba, na grabe-grabe yung interest rate, makamiss ka lang ng isang payment, and then, you know, the interest rate is just horrific, right? So, and then wala na, that's just, you know, you just go downstream and it's just such a bad cycle from there on, and negative na talaga yung ano mo. And then you also have those, like to your point earlier, yung mga nagha-harass ng mga financing companies, no? Which again, the SEC is really doing its best to just put that to a halt and really just to, you know, remove licenses, especially of those lenders who are really perpetuating these really bad collection and harassment practices. So again, very negative because of those horror stories. So I think what's important is that, again, we need to constantly educate. There has to be, again, I think a hotline. And there are several hotlines established already so that you can report these, you know, these very bad practices, whether it's a collection or otherwise. So that's already been established. I think there are already guardrails in place. But I think given that social media is number one also in terms of knowledge and awareness, let's try to use social media to educate on a more positive note as well. So like for us, that's one learning. How can we tap social media and say YouTube, which really comes out very prominently, to create more educational videos about, again, how you shouldn't be afraid of credit and how it's very important to sort of establish that history very early on. Kasi nga, it opens doors to so many things, whether it's a car in the future or a home or even a small business. Diba? So hindi naman siya consumption related lang eh. There's so many other opportunities, like, you know, creating your own business for that matter, which will only happen if you establish that track record early on.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi, all small letters.
Expressing your love can look many different ways, and with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
recently I did a seminar sa mga small, micro and small business owners in the province. And it was sponsored by a bank, and I asked them, why are you doing this? Ang sabi nila, surprisingly, a lot of these micro and small entrepreneurs, they're actually unbanked. Parang puro digital wallets lang. Nasa digital wallets lang lahat ng pera nila.
Yes.
And they want to educate them about having a savings account, which is safer for their money dahil marami sa kanila iniiwan sa bahay, nasa bahay lang, or nasa tindahan lang nila yung pera. But more than that, when I talked to my audience, to the audience, they also learned na meron palang iba't ibang klase ng loan, no? Yung mga online lending lang ang alam nila kasi yun yung nakikita nila parati. Hindi nila alam na yung mga interest rate sa mga formal lending institutions ay mas mababa. Nasali na sila doon sa napakataas na mga
correct, na parang yun yung normal sa kanila, no?
Yes, oo. When I was starting one of my businesses, and tinanong ako nung tatay ko noon eh, magtatayo ko na naman ng negosyo, meron ka na bang ipon? And I said, hindi, magbi-business loan ako. I have my previous business and I have some properties that I can put up as collateral for a business loan. Tapos sabi ng tatay ko noon na, sure ka ba dyan? Parang pinag-isipan mo na ba yan? Ganyan. So may negative stigma siya. But
correct.
I was able to educate my father about it na, well, I did my business plan, the numbers are good, I have my feasibility study, so I think it's rather than saving money, waiting for me to save enough capital, I can already apply for a business loan so that I can get the business started already. And that really opened up yung mind niya because a few years after, siya na mismo yung nag-confide sa akin na parang gusto ko rin mag-business when I retire.
He was retiring. Oh, na-inspire mo siya.
Oo. He was about to retire in a couple of years and he's thinking na pag nag-retire siya, magpa-franchise siya ng business. And sabi niya, paano ba to? Paano ba yung business plan? Mas interested siya dun sa business planning na ginawa ko kasi ang inisip niya, pwede naman pala ako mag-business loan for this, no?
So it really starts with, you know, knowledge talaga and better understanding. I think the more knowledgeable you are, the more aware you are, mawawala yung fears eh. Diba? Kasi nga, fears are based on what? I guess wrong perceptions that you had about the topic. Diba? So the more knowledgeable you are, I think that's the foundation talaga.
Yung mga horror stories kasi pagdating sa mga loan and yan, mga utang, very emotional eh. So they tend to stick with you. You tend to remember them. Yeah. Media doesn't really report on all the other stories.
All
na,
the good stuff.
Yes. Na natulungan.
Mas ano yung bad. Correct.
That's
correct.
Right.
And again, remember, yung most of the horror stories are coming from yung informal sector. Diba? So I guess that's another benefit of transitioning to the more formal sources. Kasi sa formal sector, it's highly regulated. So the DSP is there, the SEC is there, DTI is there. So you really have all the guardrails in place and to protect the consumer. So that's another benefit, diba?
Given all these, of course, we are trying to think forward. What is TransUnion Philippines doing to improve yung credit perception and have more financial inclusion among Filipinos?
Right. So again, we want to serve as a catalyst to spur both demand and supply. So sa demand side, what that means is we want to, again, really play a pivotal role in terms of debunking that negative stigma that Filipinos still have towards credit, right? So that means investing in more financial education, partnering with our lenders and members towards promoting financial literacy, financial responsibility, collaborating with people like you, Fitz, right, to really get the word around. It's important for us to just debunk and, you know, eliminate that negative stigma to increase the demand. Now, sa supply side, of course, our role is to really give our lenders more confidence. More confidence so that they can, again, cast that wider net, extend credit to people who've never had credit, take a risk on the unbanked. And what we're doing is really giving them the data to show that, you know, these people are actually paying. These people are not such a bad risk because they're actually paying, just like, you know, someone who's already had credit in the past. So really, you should give them that chance. Ah, and another great factor, which we've also seen in our data fits, is that we've seen that people, yung new to credit na binigyan ng opportunity ng lender, 70% of them tend to be very, very loyal dun sa institution who gave them that first product. And in fact, will take a second product, no, from the same institution within a year. So again, kasi nga, binigyan sila ng chance, binigyan sila ng opportunity. They tend to be really, really loyal towards that bank, towards that lender.
I agree with that because yung very, very first credit card ko, hanggang ngayon, gamit ko pa rin siya.
Ako rin! Right? So, I mean, my first bank is still my main bank, primary bank, right? Because I really appreciate, you know, the opportunity na binigay din sa akin when I was just starting. So, it's very true, di ba?
Pagdating sa government, what do you think can they do to improve yung credit perception and have more financial inclusion among Filipinos? Ano ba yung mga hopefully ay magawa ng mga lawmakers natin and yung mga financial institutions natin sa government?
Right. So I think, again, I feel we're very fortunate as a market because, again, our regulators are really very, very proactive, very, very progressive. We also shared the findings of this CPI research with the BSP, specifically the financial inclusion sector. And again, they were very, very happy. But clearly, they see that there really still is a lot of work that needs to be done. But we really have to continue to collaborate, both public sector and private sector. And that means not just the lenders, but really the different associations within the financial ecosystem. Lahat, again, it takes a village. I always say it takes a village. We all have to come together. It's not just the job or responsibility of one. I don't want people to perceive credit to be the end-all and be-all, no? Especially with inflation, rising cost of goods. No? It's not the end-all and be-all to solve all of your, you know, whatever problems you might have in terms of cash management and cash flow. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the important thing is for you to be responsible about credit and to know the state of your finances. Again, only avail of credit if you know that you will have the capability to make payments diligently. Again, I say that you don't always have, let's say you have a loan, it depends on the kind of loan, but let's say credit card, let's just take credit cards, which is the most common first entry product, right? You don't have to pay in full every month, right? I think I mentioned this in the first podcast. You just maintain, make sure you're paying the minimum and being very diligent about it. So that's a start. And then if you can pay a bit more, then do so. Diba? But again, just make sure that you're still managing within your budget, managing within your means. And yeah, that's a start. And again, it doesn't have to be a large loan. You can, again, start small and then build up as your capacity and capability likewise increases.
That's right. I remember talking to a friend. Ang sabi niya, ayaw niya mag-credit card kasi akala niya, kailangan niya bayaran
buo.
In full.
Correct.
Or else, bad credit history yon. Sabi ko, ay hindi. Kailangan mo lang siyang bayaran before the due date and pay at least or a little bit more than the minimum payment. You don't really have to pay in full. And kaya ka nga nag-credit card because you want to leverage,
yes.
Di ba?
Exactly. Oo. Exactly. Exactly.
So I think
that's a good start.
Yeah. These are the things that siguro for us, since we're really exposed to the financial industry, akala natin, common sense na yun, di ba? But a lot of Filipinos are still in need to understand these financial products, ito yung mga credit terms, lalo na yung mga interest rates. Yan yung nakikita kong madalas nalilito yung mga tao na sasabihin, ito 0.2% lang yung interest rate. 0.2% daily, weekly, monthly. You have to know, di ba?
Correct.
Kasi
correct.
May mga ganun eh, lalapit sa akin. Uy, di ba sabi mo sa banko, mga 6% ang interest rate. Ito, 0.2% lang. Yung 6% per annum yun, eh, itong 0.2% weekly, itong informal, itong loan shark na nakita mo. So, things like that, we really have to educate ourselves and then also educate our friends, our family, so that we are more financially literate and we can take advantage of the benefits that having good credit can give us.
But that's a great point, Fitz. I think I will include that sa ano ko when I start talking to the banks. Kasi, and even kami as we create our, you know, our financial literacy and financial responsibility material. Kasi usually these things, they're covered in the TNCs in terms and conditions, di ba? Na mga application form. Eh, ang liliit. So, I don't even...
Na hindi binabasa.
Sino nagbabasa nun? Sobrang liit, di ba? So, I think we really need to also make an effort to educate, lalo na sa mga relevant and important components so that people understand what it is that they're getting into as well. So, but, so that's a good point. I'll make sure to take that up as well.
Maraming salamat, Pia, for guesting in our podcast. And I'm very sure this is not the last. But before we say goodbye to our listeners, any final message that you'd like to tell them?
Sure. So again, if you're interested in learning more about the company and the different solutions we provide, just check out transunion.ph. That's our website. And again, maybe on a final note, credit is not bad. If you're responsible about it, credit can open doors and really support economic growth, and it really promotes a virtuous cycle if used responsibly.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Maraming salamat ulit kay Ms. Pia Arellano of TransUnion Philippines for being a great guest, and I hope we were able to give you a glimpse of the challenges ahead when it comes to ending the stigma of Filipinos against utang or credit. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.